the Kraft, they were conventional saucers, I guess, at first. The triangles are around now. What do you think about all that?
Well, there's obviously a lot of changes going on in U.S. military technology. There's a strong indication that a lot of the stuff we see in the skies at night and now during the day may be American technology. There's some strong indications of that. I've had some old friends in the military who've told me that, technically speaking, that we are 30 to 50 years ahead of what most people have any idea of. So a lot of what we're seeing out there is probably our own stuff. But there's still no, doubt for a moment that many of the most incredible, fantastic things we see are from the guys from elsewhere.
So the guys from elsewhere, we're actually a grand experiment for them, or is it?
Well, would you look upon a child of your own as an experiment?
Well, you got a good point there.
You know, I think honestly that they look upon us as adolescents, children perhaps, of a hopeful race, a race that might have a future if it behaves itself and doesn't blow itself up. I think they do have a benevolent, sometimes even a loving approach to us.
Has there been any intervention that you can tell, because when you have a child and starts doing the wrong thing?
You mean, have we been spanked?
Yes.
Well, we have been very, very clearly guided in a few directions. I mean, one case I'll give you, I could talk for a couple of hours on it, but there's one case in particular where a group of American fighter planes were vectored in on an unknown at one time. And three or four of our fighters, hotshot kids, vectored in on this object, and as they got close to it, they spotted it, and they armed their gun cameras, and at the same time, which armed the guns. At that particular moment, all the electronics in the cockpit went zip. I mean, just literally shut down. And here these kids are sitting in these high-flying super jets, which I might tell you have the glide capability of an anvil.
And
if you turn the engine off, you're in deep doo-doo, as they used to say. And here these kids are sitting in these hotshot planes. They turn on arm their gun cameras so they could take pictures, and arm the guns so that they could, defend themselves. Well, all of their electronics went down. And apparently the object recognized that they were arming their guns, directed something at them that turned off all of the electronics. And these jets with these kids in there, were really getting uptight at this moment, start going down. And as they broke off and started down, within about 10 or 15 seconds, as they pulled away and were ready to crash, all of their electronics came back on. So the pilots were able to get control of the jets and regain, some speed and some altitude. And by that time, the object had disappeared, and most of the fighter pilots at that time were in no mood to try to follow it any further,
I can understand.
They were heading back to base to find out what the hell had happened. So there are incidents like that time and time and time again where they have, I think, said to us, no, don't do that.
You know, your association with people in the military, and still even today you're in contact with them, it seems to me from a casual observer, the military seems to be handling these interceptions of ETs or unknown craft a lot differently than they used to.
Well, I'll tell you one story. Back about 1952, a shoot-to-kill order was issued by the Air Force. It was rescinded within 30 days. Because several of our jets really took some hostile action against these objects. And because of that, we lost some planes and crews. And that shoot-to-kill order was rescinded by the Air Force, and it's never been issued again. So I think some of our top leaders, very early on, back in the 50s, learned, they do not appear to be malevolent and hostile to us. So we damn well better be careful. And trying to be malevolent and hostile to them, because it isn't going to pay off.